This programme was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. Phone-in elements of these shows are not available, but if you'd like to comment or give us feedback on our shows, you can tweet us at Love Sport Radio. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com. Alternatively, you can find this and other podcasts on iTunes or Spotify using the keyword Love Sport.
I tell you what, I think I found my favourite show music introduction. Love this. Da 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 hoops. Da 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 hoops. Da 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 da. Brilliant. What a way to start the first ever QPR fan show in its new format here on Love Sport London. I am Matt Beadle with you through to 11 p.m. this evening. We've got QPR and then we're following that up with Luton at 10:30. But right now, it's all about the hoops. And I tell you what, over the past couple of weeks, it has been all about the hoops, hasn't it? 11 goals in their previous two games before the weekend. We're going to get onto that in a moment. But a 6-1 drubbing of Cardiff, followed up by a 5-1 drubbing of Swansea. Those two teams, by the way, playing out a Boer draw in the South Wales derby at the weekend. It wasn't so boring in the West London derby, the last ever West London derby to be played at Griffin Park, of course, in the league. There might well be, who knows, a meeting in the Cup. That could well happen. But in terms of league, in terms of league history between Brentford and QPR, it came to a head at the weekend and not in the way we wanted for the hoops. No, three first half goals from Brentford. The BMW trio, of course, putting the game to bed there. Naki Wells did get a scant consolation, didn't he, in the second half. And for a moment, when Mr. Easy had that chance and David Rea saved, you thought that maybe QPR could get back in the game. But Mark Warburton not returning to his old stomping ground with a victory. We're going to get into that. We're going to reflect on QPR's season so far. And we're going to be looking ahead to the game against Leeds, a Leeds team in terrible form at the moment in the Championship. With me, like I said, Matt Beadle, with you through to 11 p.m. this evening. And joined right now by Luke Phelps of Football League World. How are you doing, Luke?
I'm all right, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Great to have you on the line now.
Well, thanks for having me on.
No, mate, delighted. You are a close follower of QPR, of course, for Football League World. You've been covering them all season. I tell you what, before we get onto the Brentford game, let's get into that, because I had a lot of conversations about QPR on this very station over and over again in the summer, and I put my hands up. I thought they would really struggle this season, but I have to say that they have exceeded expectation for me. And people might say, well, hang on a second, they're in 15th position in the Championship. Yeah. But yes, just 7 points off the playoffs. And if you'd said that to me, you know, 25, 26, 27 games gone, that QPR would be in that position, I wouldn't have thought so at the start of the summer.
No, mate, you'd take it right now. I mean, this far into the season, you've only got to look back at last season, 19th place finish, to know how well we're doing. And I think it's the style of football that Wolverhampton's bought. I mean, we're conceding a lot of goals, but we're scoring a lot, aren't we? So it's really entertaining stuff. I mean, for a neutral fan, it's great. For a QPR fan, not so much at sometimes. But yeah, the season's been great so far. I mean, well, we've won one in the last six now, so we could easily get into a relegation battle, but I think we're pretty safe now, aren't we?
You'd like to think so, Luke. And I'm actually going to quickly bring in a QPR fan as well, because Addy has joined us on the line here. How are you doing, Addy?
Yeah, I'm good, man. How are you doing, gentlemen? You okay?
Yeah, very well, thank you. I've got that right. Addy, not AD, yeah?
Yeah, it's Addy. Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Addy, nice one. Mate, you're a big QPR fan. What would you like to talk about?
Well, you know, I agree with the gentleman you're speaking to, but the picture could even look a lot better with a good defensive formation. You know, we lost a great game at Brentford on Saturday due to, you know, bad, you know, defense players who have been playing out of position. Everyone wonder why. The game was lost in the first 20 minutes. You know, I don't know what Mark Warburton is going to do, whether he's going to bring a defensive coach into a system, but during the previous show, a couple of the Brentford support people you had in your studio were saying he didn't want to work with a defensive coach. So we're going to be in this position where we're going to lose more, you know, games than we win. You know, we could live in a better situation. We're scoring plenty of goals, but we can't defend. You know, that's our main Achilles heel. Otherwise, we'll be with fifth or sixth in the table, you know, in the playoff already.
It's a good point you make, Addy. You make a very valid point, to be fair, because the Brentford guys did talk about that defensive coach and a set-piece coach as well. And that was what they were alluding to, that Mark Warburton wasn't really interested in having that when he was Brentford boss. The irony being that that QPR are essentially undone by two very decent set-pieces from Brentford on Saturday.
Yeah, but you see, you could take in that because what's been happening all season. I don't know whether our defence are not taking the instruction from the management up on board. But, I mean, it's costume on the points. What a better team than what we are. So like I just alluded, defence didn't going forward and the midfield were as good, equally as good as anyone in the division, you know, apart from the defensive problems, you know, that's all.
Do you agree with that, Luke?
I do, yeah. I mean, attacking, we've scored one more goal than Brentford have this season. But the difference between us and Brentford is we've conceded 30 more than Brentford. So it is the defence that is the problem this year.
In terms of goalkeeping as well, gents, Addy, I'm going to keep you on the line here. Joe Lumley, of course, and Liam Kelly battling over that position at the moment. Lumley has caused or dropped a few, I don't want to use the word clangers or howlers because I hate doing that for goalkeepers, but over the course of the past season, I suppose, and he's made some decent saves, had some good performances. His distribution, like we know, is second to none, actually contributes to a goal every so often, but he has made a few errors in recent weeks. Do you think that potentially that might be a place where the manager might want to strengthen?
I don't know. I mean, we've had a lot of good keepers coming in the past. You look at Matt Ingram last season, he was a quality keeper in League One, but he didn't make it a QPR. So what I think the problem is a defensive coach. You know, we've had Joe Lumley, who was a good keeper, coming up, but he's not made it with QPR. So I do think the problem lies deeper than the actual keeper.
Addy, before you go, boss, just quickly, you kind of made your feelings quite clear already, but for the remainder of the season, are you hopeful that Mark Warburton can get things going and lift QPR up that table?
Yes, yeah, because I mean, before Christmas, the game against Derby and the other game, Birmingham, you know, he sort of saw the defensive remedy out. But it's all back to the same square one. You know, I don't know what is he doing defensively. But I reckon if we could sort the defence out, we've got every chance to get into the playoffs. I'm an older QPR supporter. I have to spell my small I. I'm sorry to say that. But I'm looking for playoffs, you know? Because we've got the players. We've definitely got the players.
Absolutely. Addy, I 100% agree with you there. Thank you very much for calling in this evening. Of course, if you want to join the debate, just like Addy, it's very easy to do so. 0208 7020 558. You can WhatsApp us on that number as well. Or tweet us at Love Sport Radio. Now, Luke, just touching back on the whole goalkeeper scenario there. Yeah. There is a certain Senny Dieng on loan over at Doncaster at the moment. Not doing too badly. 4 clean sheets in his last 5 games. They, by the way, 2 of those against Peter and Oxford, who have been scoring freely this season. Peterborough not so much in the past few games, I suppose. But, you know, Oxford, no team had scored more away from home. And he's still yet to play for QPR, but a goalkeeper that's doing pretty well over there, still just 25. Is that potentially an option of bringing him back in January?
Well, he's already come back and he's gone back on loan to Doncaster. His initial loan was only 6 months and he returned to QPR last week and he's gone back out on loan. But I don't think he would have come back into this team midway through this season. I think definitely next season, given that Joe Lumley don't up his game or Liam Kelly don't come in and change it. You know, I think Senny Dieng could easily come in next season, but it's one to keep an eye on, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And with regards to the game on Saturday, let's focus on that, because Addy was clearly disgruntled with the performance on Saturday. And it was 3 first-half goals. You have to look at that BMW combination. Of course, Benrahma and Mbeumo and Watkins putting QPR to the sword. But it could have potentially been different in the second half. Brentford slightly taking their foot off the pedal. Naki Wells following up his current goal-scoring exploits. And a good chance, David Raya thwarting easy late on.
Yeah, I mean, the game was over as soon as the first goal went in, wasn't it? When you look at the first half an hour, the first 15 of that, we were right in the game. We were bang up for a chance of having something from that game, but you just got the feeling that once that Benrahma goal went in, they were going to go on and score a few more, which they did. But, you know, looking at it on the face of away at third in the table, 3-1, we've managed to get on the score sheet. It's obviously not the result we wanted, but How upset can we be by that result, you know?
I guess so. I guess the fact that it meant so much to fans is part of the problem, isn't it, here?
Yeah, I think we took a lot of momentum into that game, beating Swansea and Cardiff like we did, but it's a derby, isn't it? Form that really don't go into derbies that much.
It's been rather erratic as well, hasn't it, this season? I think that's one of the things you can look at. And the term streaky is often used throughout football these days to describe certain teams and the runs that they go on, not just teams, players too, I suppose you'd say. And it's kind of been, you know...
It feels no different.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at their results all season, whenever they've had a win, it's been followed by a win or preceded by a win. So it's London buses, isn't it? I mean, we'll go on a one or two game winning streak, and we'll go lose four on the bounce, but it's enough to keep us in the league as it looks.
So what are you attributing that to, the inconsistency?
I think it's hard to say because, you know, we had Swansea, Cardiff, two teams that were there for the take, and then you come up against Brentford. So it's all about the fixture list, isn't it? I mean, you know, you can't really look at it too much, but... I don't know, that Brentford game was a bit of a miss hit from QPR, but on to Saturday, another game on TV. QPR notorious for not doing so well on TV, but Leeds, you know, they've won one in their last six in the league, like QPR, so... And at QPR, I mean, it's anyone's game, isn't it?
It is indeed. And Leeds on a pretty terrible run at the moment, of course. Now just that gap is 6 points between them and Brentford. And speaking of goalkeepers as well, Kiko Kessié, he has conceded, by the way. We're going to go a deep dive into stats here. 76.47% of the shots on target he's faced in the last six games. When you consider how good Leeds had been in the opening part of the campaign, of course, now Brentford have a better defensive record than them. I won't keep mentioning Brentford, of course. This is the QPR fan show, but it is the most recent game. And Leeds a bit in free fall at the moment. We're going to get into that game next here on the QPR fan show, whilst also looking ahead to a bit of transfer activity.
We've all got one, and we're not afraid to put it on display. Our opinions, that is. Share yours now at Love Sport Radio on Twitter or call us 0208 70 20 558. Love Sport Radio, your fan station.
It is the QPR fan show here on Love Sport, and me, Matt Beadle, with you through to 10:30 this evening here for the QPR fan show. And next up, it is Luton. I'm joined by Luke Phelps of Football League World, QPR correspondent there. Luke, we are going to look ahead now to the game with Leeds at the weekend. I'm delighted to say we are joined by Josh Dean as well, big Leeds fan. Josh, it's not been the best run of late for Leeds, has it?
Good evening to you too as well, Matt. It's been a bit of a bizarre sort of run since maybe the Preston game at home. You know, a few inconsistent results, but the atmosphere has been changing from game to game. You know, if someone you would have spoke to someone after the Arsenal game after a loss, people would have been brimming with confidence and really happy. But then, obviously, what's happened Saturday, it's kind of unnerved a lot of people. It's a strange position for a Leeds fan and the club at the moment, I think.
A bizarre position, really. I mean, we have the Leeds fan show here on this very station every Friday night at 8 p.m. And I've been putting it to the guys for quite some time now, who are very coy about Leeds' promotion hopes. And I know that we've been there many times before. But this season, a couple of weeks ago, even, I said to the boys, look, you're 9 points clear, you're 11 points clear. Surely now you can turn around and say, do you know what? We're safe. And then I didn't bank on a defeat to Fulham. I didn't bank on Cardiff pulling back a three-goal deficit. And I certainly did not bank on Sheffield Wednesday winning away at Elland Road in the, last 5 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
Things are starting to get a little tighter now.
Yeah, like, you'll know as well as I do, anyone who follows the Championship, it's such a bizarre league. Like, just looking at it now, there's 10 points from 6th to 18th. So anyone who goes on a good run, three or four wins, you know, you're straight back in the mix. It's the Championship for you. You can't count on any sort of points lead, and you can't really rest on your laurels, as you say. You've just got to crack on, get your head down and keep picking up the points. This whole thing about a points gap, I'm sure some people might be happy with it, but, you know, if you start letting points slip, then that starts to eat away, and then you get teams below, like your Brentfords and your Fulhams, that are starting to pick up a bit of momentum. You know, that they can smell blood. And that's maybe a disadvantage for if we don't pick up a result on this Saturday. You know, there'll be more than aware of what's happening down the road at QPR. So we need to start really kicking on now and picking up some points. I keep speaking to people about how many we need. I think 12 now takes us to around 88 points, which should be enough. So, you know, with 19 games to go, 10 still left at Elland Road and the second best away form in the league, I believe. You know, it's all there for us to take and it's in our hands, but it's happened to us before, so you can't really bank on anything as a Leeds fan.
Luke, there are 17 points separating the two sides. A pretty comprehensive victory for Leeds earlier on in the season. Very much a system trusting process victory for Leeds, really. They kind of went through the motions and got that victory over QPR. But if we hark back to last season at Loftus Road, you essentially had the number on Leeds. A couple of victories, one in the FA Cup in particular, that really springs out. Is this something that's going to be playing on the fellas' minds at the weekend?
I mean, it shouldn't be like this far into this season when the teams have already met. And I think Leeds will have promotion on their minds more than last season. But, looking at this game, I mean, it's a game. Leeds want to come out of that with a win. Nothing less today. QPR would take a point, you'd say. And it will be a really tough game for Leeds. Lunchtime on Saturday. QPR have got a lot of pace going forward. If QPR are going to do any damage to Leeds, it's going to be through the players like Ilias Chair, Braxe, Samuel, the Berries, who I think has been a bit underperforming lately. And Naki Wells, they're the four people that are going to get anything from the game. But it's a question of how many QPR concede, not if they concede, but how many.
Josh?
I think that's the same for us, you know, with recent form. I think QPR have been banging the goals in for fun, you know, a few, was it 11 in two games or something before before the Brentford game? So, and the way that we're conceding goals, it's just, it's all right to say if and when QPR concede, but it's the same with us, you know, it's like we're giving goals away for fun. So, in the same breath, it could end up.
Josh, there has been a suggestion for quite some time now that Marcelo Bielsa perhaps works the players too hard. We're getting to the stage of January, and this is something that's always labelled towards teams like Tottenham, of course, when Maurizio Pochettino was in charge, that perhaps he's run them into the ground too much, hence the reason they sort of fall by the wayside more towards the end of the season. Do you agree with those sentiments on Bielsa working the players too hard? I believe he does not agree at all. I think we've lost Josh right now. He absolutely does not agree. He agrees. He disagrees so much, he's gone and slammed the phone down. Luke, I'm going to come back to you on this. With regards to the goal-scoring threat that QPR possess now, Naki Wells, we know all about him, of course, has scored a decent number of goals this season. Jordan Hugel as well. In terms of that partnership, how effective can that be against a team like Leeds, who we know defensively before recent results have been pretty tight?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that partnership will start. I can't remember last time Wells and Hugel played up front together, but I'd love to see two up top, but that means taking someone from behind, and that's where we more need it. But, QPR got three players with over 10-plus goals in the league, and Eze, Wells and Hugel. And when the last time that happened, I don't even think it was this century. So, goals are something that QPR can do. Like I said, it's just defence, mate. Like, question of how many we concede.
And Josh, just thanks for rejoining us. I believe you're back on the line. No worries at all, mate. I was saying that one of the accusations labelled at Marcelo Bielsa this season, as it always has been, that potentially he puts the players through their, you know, he puts too much pressure on the players in terms of fitness. Do you think that is the case at the moment for the reason? Do you think that's part of the reason why Leeds are perhaps just starting to have a bit of a slump?
Nah, if you look at the game on Saturday and also all the games throughout the season, we've got high energy and we're always running and we're always working hard and we're always putting in the performances that merit wins. And I think that was the case last season. I just think it's one of those. This is not nothing against you or anyone that uses it. I just think it's one of those easy narratives that follows managers and football teams around. You know, it's just easy to point at rather than looking at maybe being a bit unfortunate, maybe not having a bit of luck, or maybe just not being the better side on the day. So even if it was the case of being the burnout, do you know what I mean? They've been through it last season and they know what's coming this year. So if we can rack up some wins, if we can rack up a good 3 or 4 wins in the next 5 games, you know, it's up to us then towards that harder patch around Easter where, you know, you really do need your players. And I think that'll help if we boost the squad as well in January. You know, if we can get a few numbers in, a few good players. There's a lot of talk of Che Adams coming in or trying to get Freeman in, who played for QPR last season. A lot of
he
people
did, yeah.
Know well.
Quality player. Speaking of transfers, we look like we're getting Jack Clark in time on Saturday.
Yeah, we can get onto that later, but you know, that's written in the stars for Clarkie to score in front of the Leeds fans and shush him. So I wouldn't be surprised at all. But yeah, I don't believe the burnout's a thing, if you want to call it that. I think it's just something that, you know, it sells papers and it's an easy headline. So, but nah, I don't. If you watch the games consistently, Leeds have always got the better energy. They're always running more and they're always taking the game to team. So, yeah. A lot of Leeds fans don't believe in the burnout.
Josh, it's been great having you on, boss. Before you go, I'm going to push you for a quick score prediction.
3-1 Super Leeds. And just a quick shout out to the Halifax Whites, my boys, listening in. Good lads. Get yourself to bed. You've got work in the morning.
Lovely stuff. Thank you very much, Josh. Appreciate that. That was Josh Dean there. Yeah, massive Leeds fan. He's predicting 3-1. Luke, what say you?
God, I don't know. 1-1. I'm going to say 1-1.
1-1. Great. Okay, now you also, just quickly before we go, you mentioned Jack Clark there. It looks like he's going to be at the club by the time the teams play. I mean, this is just the way football works, isn't it? Of course, was with Leeds, went to Spurs, loaned back to Leeds. Just, what, one sub-appearance against Luton Town so far this season. He's gone back to Spurs, and now it looks like QPR are going to snap him up just in time to play against his old club again.
Yeah, I mean, it's an exciting signing, isn't it? But To be honest, I don't think it's a signing we really need. I mean, it's always nice to have numbers, especially getting into the second half of the season. But QPR got so many quality players in that position. I don't see him playing many more games for QPR in the second half of this season than he did for Leeds. But you never know, he could come on, score a hat-trick on Saturday and be our best player. You never know.
Indeed, he could. Luke, thank you very much for joining us, boss. We'll see you at the same time next week.
Look forward to it. Thank you.
That was Luke Phelps, their QPR correspondent for Football League World. This has been the QPR Fan Show. Of course, QPR host Leeds this weekend. Early lunchtime kickoff. Will the Leeds boys fancy that at Loftus Road? Most likely not, especially when you consider their form. And of course, the Hoops needing to get back to winning ways after that 3-1 defeat to QPR. We'll give you all the reaction to that game. Same time next week here on Love Sport London, Monday nights at 10 p.m. We'll see you then.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.